The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America. Streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
Well, hello once again, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews in with you this morning. And once again, we're wrapping up this week at the PGA Merchandise Show at the Orange County Convention Center in Orlando. And we've been so happy and so welcoming, and we've had a great time here all week long. And we're still going to go back in and see if we can find some more stuff that we can walk out with before we leave, because there is a lot of stuff here. If you haven't been here before, plan on it. If not today, then certainly next year for the 2018 Merchandise Show. All the latest, greatest things, that some of which you maybe have heard of, some of which I'm sure you've never even heard of and wouldn't even imagine being in there. It's a very, very cool experience. And I'm not sure Brendan would probably know. There's probably, what, 1 million square feet, 2 million square feet of convention center in there.
There's 1 million square feet at the Orange County Convention Center.
Yeah, so it's just packed with all kinds of cool stuff. Tim Matthews with you, along with Brendan Sweeney, you just heard, from French Lick Resort, and Frank Bassett. Brendan, how are you doing? We didn't see you last night because you had your daughter's basketball game. Not that I want to go into a lot of detail about your daughter's basketball game, but everything worked out okay?
At home of the Bishop Moore Hornets on a 13-game winning streak.
No. I prefaced it by not too much.
On the way to districts, yes, they played very well.
Good.
It's a home game for me here in Orlando, and it was great.
Good.
Saw the family, saw the in-laws, had a big crowd. So
you had a good night.
Onward Hornets to victory.
It's like, okay. Do you get plugged for that? Like, you get a free T-shirt or something from the high school?
Free golf clubs, man.
Do you really?
Everybody gets free golf clubs.
Of course you
okay.
do.
Okay. Okay, that's enough.
And Frank, you had a good night last night?
Yes, I did. I slept. I went to bed early, but I don't have any new golf clubs. Still.
What? I would have sworn, Brendan, would you not have sworn that in the time we've been here all week, that by now there would be some free clubs heading Frank's way?
I'm turning down offers
and yet,
on stuff.
We can't even hold all the free stuff we're getting.
I have a Honda Odyssey just bursting from the seams with free golf
Just because
clubs.
We have the tournament director from the Honda Classic.
You know, I don't
sent you brand new keys to a car. Yeah.
I don't need any new golf clubs. I have a Lamborghini Countach in the driveway.
Oh, there you go. Well, you can't fit them, right?
No.
Yeah. So you have no room for them. So then it's a moot point. We won't even bring it up anymore.
What's a moat got to do with it?
We've got a great show.
Lamborghini Talk America. That's
our new sponsor. Yeah. Brought to you by Lamborghini. Scott Nye will be joining us in just a little bit. He's with Robo Golf Pro, a very elaborate, very cool machine that we'll be talking about. Some of the pros are using this too, and a lot of other people to help their golf swing. Coming up a little bit later on, PGA Tour veteran Paul Stankowski will talk about golf, but he'll also talk about what he's been doing, which is Francis Edward. It's a company he's had for a couple of years with exotic belts. Frank will be getting a belt, Brendan. He will be getting a belt from Paul Stankowski.
I will.
I'm not saying it's free, but he saw some of the exotic belts that Stankowski has.
Stanky has some gorgeous belts.
Oh, aren't they?
Gorgeous.
Which one did you like?
Alligator and the lizard. Both are great.
He's got alligator,
not
lizard.
Not so much on ostrich, though. Ostrich reminds me of a kid with pimples.
He's got ostrich. He's got bison. He's got anything you want.
Bison?
He's got bison. If you want just kind of your basic leather, but he calls
bison?
It bison. Yeah.
Is it bison?
It's pretty cool.
Or bison?
Okay, bison.
Hey,
bison.
Santa Claus is here, ladies
Santa
and gentlemen.
Santa Claus. Hey, Santa Claus is in the house.
Bobby Clampett also will be with us a little bit later on. Of course, Bobby Clampett, PGA Tour veteran himself, broadcaster, and he has a number of different things going on as well.
Hey, Santa's got a present for Frank.
Bobby Clampett.
Oh my God. Hey, I got some clubs.
A picture of clubs.
I'm now sponsored by Pepsi.
That's as close as
I'm now sponsored by Pepsi.
Hey, if Santa Claus gives you something, run with it.
Yeah. Okay, I'm out of here.
No, this is good as it gets. We'd also like to thank our good friends at Azalea House and AzaleaHospitality.com for putting us up all week, putting up with us. There's two different ways of saying that. They put us up and they put up with us all week long, and we appreciate it. So we're going to be talking about going to the Masters and what's going on at the Masters throughout the show, but we'll be staying again with the hospitality of Azalea House.
Fabulous.
And you should too. So check it out at AzaleaHospitality.com. If you're looking for any event, not just the Masters, but any big events that are going on, they'll be the people to take care of you.
And outside of Marcus and Billy and Chris, the most special person at Azalea House and AzaleaHospitality.com is our very own Carrie Ann Cope.
Carrie Ann,
thank you so much for everything you do. You make this thing work.
It surely does. Nobody else really does much of anything.
And please,
but Carrie Ann,
please respond to that FCC letter.
Carrie Ann is, yeah, now we're ripping on everybody at Azalea House, except for Carrie Ann. She does it all.
Yeah,
hey, we've talked about, oh, by the way, Farmers Insurance opened yesterday. We got to watch. Of course, we're on the East Coast, so they don't start while we're broadcasting here in Orlando until later today. So we didn't get to talk about it yesterday.
They're called time zones.
There you go. And so playing out in California, they haven't played yet the second round or started the second round. First round, not so good for Tiger Woods, and I'm sure almost everybody that's following any kind of golf knows that by now because Tiger shot a 76. He's four over, so it was a little bit not what people were expecting from Tiger, possibly. But also Jason Day and Dustin Johnson, the guys he played with, not playing so well. Jason Day, one over, and Dustin Johnson birdied the final hole, as all three of those guys playing together did, and Dustin finished at even par. So a little bit of a strange opening round for those guys. Justin Rose at 7-under with a 65 has a one-shot lead over Adam Hadwin, who shot a 66. So that's a little bit of an update on what's going on in the PGA Tour, the Farmers Insurance Open, after one round. So now to our guest. I mentioned it earlier on. We have a very special guest, Robo Golf Pro, and the CEO, the main guy, the big dog, Scott Nine. Scott joins us. Scott, thanks for being with us. How you doing?
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
How's everything?
Excellent.
I've go on your website, and as everybody else can, to see the machine, which looks very elaborate. It seems to me to almost be a stretching machine too. Like even without a golf club, it seems like I'd want those something like that in the morning just to get me warmed up and limber. Where did what was the genesis of the whole idea of this? Is obviously to help people with their golf swing.
Well, it can work as a exercise machine and stretch you out. Have you been on it yet?
I've not been on it yet. Remember, we had a Masters last year. We were hoping to get on it and didn't have time. We were on the air, but Scott was on the show at the Masters,
year.
By
yeah.
the way.
Yeah.
We'll definitely do it. I'm going to do it today.
Okay.
I want to swing like Adam Scott.
Well, yeah, we can swing it like any tour player in the world.
Any tour player.
Punch in
any
Adam Scott. Player.
We could do it on Facebook Live.
I want to go like Dickie Pride.
We could do it on Facebook Live later today is what we're saying.
Yeah, we don't want Dickie Pride. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, no. Dickie, we love you. Dickie's part of Golf Talk America. He's on the team.
Kidding.
Dickie, we love you, man.
No,
we love you,
Scott's
man.
Right. You don't want Dickie swing. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Let's go with a swing from a major champion. Why would you not? Right? You can punch any swing in there?
Yeah. So, I mean, the great story is with Vaughn Taylor. Vaughn Taylor's our defending champion at AT&T, who was the first Robo Golf Pro owner. And, so we have our defending champ coming up in a couple weeks.
And you started this company how long ago? Give us some idea of the
about 15 years ago with a prototype. And then the one that we're currently using now is about 5 years old.
And where can people find these? I mean, you have them at different facilities, different country clubs carry them, different pro shops. Where are you going to find people
academies,
to use them?
We have people that have them in their homes, tour players in their homes. Pebble Beach, first one to bring the new robot to the academy. Chicago, Seattle, David Toms. We just opened up a facility in Calgary with 6 simulators, 2 robots, indoor restaurant, short game facility.
Cool.
Same thing in London.
Lisa Bullswick, isn't Lisa? Calgary?
Yes.
I
no.
Think she,
Lisa Longball.
Yeah,
yes.
I think Lisa Longball's on Calgary.
Is she Calgary?
I think she is. She might. I'd take her swing.
How do you say her last name?
350. Vluswick.
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 You know how I say her last name?
And is she?
Longball.
Longball.
And did you start this in Chicago?
No, we started out of Germany.
Out of Germany?
Yeah.
Well, give me a history of that. Why Germany? What were you doing in Germany?
A lot of Germans
there. You like the food.
Well, that's where my...
Give me a history of Germany. It's right next to Austria.
The only German I know is Schultz, you idiot.
That's where Stark Enterprises is, and that's where we build our Iron Man, so that's where we have to build our Robo Golf Pro.
Oh, okay. It seems like it's a really elaborate machine. Is it simple enough to use? Like when Frank goes on today, I'm a little worried that Frank's going to get all tangled up and twisted and bones are going to be broken.
Other than Frank, it's very simple to use. Very simple.
We're all free
my
game
golf
here
instructors,
today.
My golf instructor's right there at that table. Nancy Corsolino, top 100 golf instructor. Nancy.
Oh, hey. Nancy's been on it.
That's my golf instructor. So the swing you see today, she's taught me everything.
Nancy's 35th.
Nancy's running the other way.
It's Nancy's 35th PGA show.
Nancy's speaking today, right?
Are you speaking?
Good.
Sorry, Scott. We're off the rails all the time on this show.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
We're with Scott and I with Robo Golf Pro. So when people get on it, give us an idea of what the reason that they would get on it. What would they find? What would they realize when they're getting into the machine?
Well, it bridges the gap between the instructor and the student. And it's basically like the most the best way of crawling into a tour player's body and feeling what they're feeling. So the way the lesson works is we'll videotape you, look at your range of motion, put you on the robot, excuse me, split the screen, you'll see your swing, and you'll see a so-called perfect swing. And we take you through steps of the swing first, and then we start to fault correct. So if you're 20, 30 degrees over the top, we'll put you 20, 30, 40 degrees from the inside. If you're hitting behind it, we'll move the release point way forward. We could add lag. It does chipping, putting, anything.
So if you're a pro, if you're Von Taylor, if you're Bryson DeChambeau or somebody like that, they already have their swing. The benefit for them would be what? They're not looking to obviously try to get Adam Scott's swing or trying to get Jason Day's swing. They already have their swing. They're professionals. What do they benefit from?
So we're trying to get them back to where they were when they were playing their best. So wherever they're off in their swing, we create an exaggerated swing to get them back to so-called perfect.
Fitting the mold.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like a very – and how many – are these everywhere in the world? I mean, are they very accessible for people to get to?
There is. It's growing. Yeah. It's growing. But we – like I said, we have two in Canada, one in London, and Chicago, Minnesota – Southern
should be one in French Lick, yeah. Should there not, Brendan?
I'll take four.
Somebody's writing an order right now.
Put me on the list right now. They seem like they're very cool machines and
so
very.
What about the setup? I mean, you come in, we order one, you send guys out,
teach you how to do it.
You teach the instructors, right? Obviously,
sure. Yeah.
And then what does the setup cost, and what kind of investment can we? What kind of ROI can we get on our side as a facility?
Well, it depends what you're charging. So the robot's $150,000.
Right.
So most facilities on average charge about $125,000, $150,000. Excuse me. So you the return is you can get a rate of return in 1 year to pay off the robot. And that's basically what most facilities have done.
Sweet.
So for people to use it that are going to do it, if Brendan wants to get on and learn how to swing like whoever.
Bob Toski.
Bob Toth, there you go. But first of all, the database. I mean, can you really plug in almost anybody?
Yes, sir.
Like, and going back even, if somebody wanted to swing like
Snead?
Sure.
Yeah.
Somebody like that far back, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Hogan?
And that, yeah.
You could do that.
Yeah.
And so
with Mike Ware, I put Mike Ware on his swing when he won the Masters. So I put him on the swing. He said, "What swing is this?" I said, "This is your Masters swing."
Okay. And that was all done digitally. I mean, somehow from video, you can take that and then digitally put that into the computer.
Right. I have my software guys program it digitally, or we'll put a player on it if they're playing well, and then we'll build their swing and we'll save it. And then when they fall off the rails, we bring them back in.
So if Brendan did it, he would be on for an hour. I mean, how long do you go on it each time? Would it be
the longer
beneficial?
You stay on it, the more beneficial. It doesn't matter. So it really doesn't matter how many balls you beat.
Okay.
Because you can have an incorrect swing. Ball goes in the hole, you look at your video, the swing is off, and the brain thinks, hey, that was a great swing. But now you take perfect swings on the robot, you get off the robot, set up to a target, no thinking, and you just swing.
You don't. I'm looking at it here, asking the question, you don't actually hit a ball, do you?
No, sir.
Okay, so it's a swing.
Yes.
So okay, because that would be frustrating, wouldn't it? Here's my swing, and you whiff, and you whiff. And
well, you can putt with it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So it really helps. So you can do it seriously as a putting tool as well.
Yeah, you can put your putter in there and put the putting track down. So pick your whatever linear or arc putt. And
sure.
Then it's up to you if it's the path or the face.
Wow, that is just fascinating. And the website again is robogolfpro.com.
Yes, sir.
Robogolfpro.com. Scott, thanks so much for being with us. We really appreciate it. It is a fascinating technology and another reason why so many people want to and need to come here to the PGA Merchandise Show to be able to, because the average person, you have people line up while they're here at the show? I mean, people are going in there
You
kind of get them,
sure.
If they can, if you can facilitate, people want to go in and give it a shot. So you're not going to be on for an hour, but you'll let them do it for a few minutes,
sure.
Just to kind of get a feel
for
it.
Let's do the Facebook Live thing. That'd be a blast.
Later today, yeah. I don't know when we're going to do that. We'll figure it out.
We're going to do a Facebook Live, by the way.
It'll be live.
At 1:45 or 2, Golf Talk with Brendan Sweeney and myself.
Yeah, you're doing something. You're getting wet.
We're getting hammered here. Well, that was last night.
Yeah.
Fairways and Green, ZR, Zero Restriction, and their booth today are going to dress us up in their rain gear, flood us with rain, and hit shots in a contest against each other.
Well, why don't we do it on the robo? We can play in wet conditions.
That just sounds like such a fun
thing. He wants water sprayed all over that robo golf pro. I don't think so. Scott, you know, we talked at the Masters, and again, thank you for being on the show. An incredible product, and we had a great interview at the Masters. Had a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was great.
So we'll do it again. Are you going to be there this year with us?
Yes, sir. Also at the AT&T, we'll be set up at the Chevron Stem Zone.
Oh, well, hopefully we'll be at the AT&T.
I think we will be at the AT&T. needs to be and will be the official sponsor of our phone line.
That's what, next week?
No.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks, okay.
Yeah.
Close enough.
I'll be there.
Yeah.
I'll call in. You can call
in. You can stop at the booth. You can feel Von Taylor swing, Bryson swing. Those are two guys that own him.
Yeah.
And have won.
Yep.
2016.
So. Very nice. Very nice. Yeah. Well, Scott, thanks so much. Thanks so much for being with us. Great, we appreciate it. Scott and I with Robo Golf Pro. And, again, check it out, robogolfpro.com. Is the website to go to.
Hey, let's get a quick picture with Scott.
Well, we will, since we will take our break here.
All right.
Holy smokes.
Hurry up, Tim.
Guys, have you done a show before?
Never.
Have you
ever
been
hurry up.
This before?
Are we in Orlando?
Where are we?
This is Golf Talk America on PGA Tour Radio. And you're maybe listening to it, maybe you're not at this point. Who cares? We're going to come back. We're going to talk with the president of Yamaha about what's going on with those guys, the golf carts and everything vehicular out on the golf course when we come back here to Golf Talk America on PGA Tour Radio. So stay with us. Welcome back to Golf Talk America here on PGA Tour Radio. Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett with you. And we are coming to you, as we have all week long, from the PGA Merchandise Show at the Orange County Convention Center in Orlando. We're just outside the main convention room where so much stuff is going on in there, activities and hit swinging. We just talked with Scott and I with Robo Golf Pro, and Frank a little bit later is going to put his life on the line, get in the machine,
climb in, and
see if he can actually improve his swing somehow. But there's all kinds of interactive things going there, as well as the latest and greatest in almost anything golf-related, and things that, again, sometimes you're not even sure if they're golf-related, including apparel. And our good friend Paul Stankowski will be joining us in a little bit,
too.
And Paul has a very good company called Francis Edward, makes exotic belts and wallets and different things for golf related. So he's going to come in and do that. That'll be in about an hour now from now. Paul Stankowski will be joining us. But right now, we'd like to introduce Tom McDonald. Tom is the president of Yamaha Golf Carts. Yamaha has been in the golf cart business, Tom, for how long now?
Right at 40 years.
40 years. And you've got the newest. The thing I guess a lot of people are talking about is the new quieter golf cart that you guys have come out with. Is it, first of all, the sound of a golf cart, the gas carts versus the electric, has it been a problem? Do people complain that they like the silent better, and so it's been a chore, it's been an objective to try to get the gas carts that are quieter and quieter through the years?
That's a very good question. It depends on the course. We have been converting a lot of customers over from electric to gas with just the EFI car before we made the QuietTech EFI. So we're converting, approximately 120 to 130 courses per year. And the reason they're looking at conversion is courses want to save some more money. And everybody knows who's ever had gas and electric fleets, the gas fleet's a little less to operate. And the residual value on the back end on that lease is roughly $750 to $800 more residual on the back end. You can lease those cars for 5-6 years if you'd like. And most of the electric leases are in the 3-4 year range. And then you have to replace the batteries generally in around year four. It depends on how many rounds you're doing per year on that golf course. But there's a substantial amount of savings there when you extend that lease by a year or two, and then you have that big residual on the back end. So it's all about how to put some more value back in the golf course and their expense stream. So we're taking a lot of that out so they're able to keep their doors open.
So if people use the gas golf cart and now they want it quieter, and now your EFI is quieter, without getting too technical and confusing probably a pea brain like me, what did you do? How did you make it quieter?
Well, there's a lot of sound deadening that's going on in the car, not only some insulation standpoints, but a lot of rubber mounting, so that we've taken away any possible noise with friction occurring. And the secret is really our exhaust system. It's a new patented exhaust system that we have engineered with our engineering team in Japan, and there's a lot of that with the deadening has been done through the exhaust.
It seems like it's a very competitive field. We're talking again with Tom McDonald, president of Yamaha Golf Carts.
it seems like it's a very competitive field. You go into the showroom here, and you're in there in a very pretty display with your competitors and everything else, which I'm sure you all get along, and everybody likes each other. But it's got to get your competitive juices going too, right? I mean, you see who else is out there and what they're doing,
sure,
and they see what you're doing. So it's all, I guess, almost like the car industry, right? Trying to one-up the other guys and make sure that you stay on top of the technology.
Well, it is very competitive. It's very professional. We're obviously a very professional industry, and whenever you can conquest accounts from the other two, obviously we take pride in that. And the way we've been able to conquest accounts over the last, since we introduced the YDR, which is right at 9 years ago, the new Drive 2 is the second version of that. And I don't want to brag on air about our conversion rate, but let's just say it's pretty high. And
that's well said as a CEO and an executive. Yeah. I have a question for you regarding the new suspension that you guys have been talking about and coming out with. I had an opportunity when we were at Reunion Resort to run into your team and went out on the course. They wouldn't let me in your commercial. I wanted to be in the commercial. They wouldn't let me.
They're shooting a commercial while you're there?
Yeah.
Really?
They wouldn't let me in the commercial.
They never let you in.
No. Can't imagine that.
Can't imagine that.
But the golf cars are incredible. Tell us a little bit about the technology in that suspension.
Well, right down the hallway from us in our office in Kennesaw, Georgia, is the ATV division. So we can pull on resources from all the different Yamaha engineering groups. And looking at the independent rear suspension on those ATVs, one of the objections that some gas accounts have had in the past, when you take the weight out of that car by getting rid of the batteries, it would have a bumpier ride. It has more play in it. So when we decided to go that next level and create QuietTech, I thought, let's tackle the other component that people have shied away from gas cars for, and that's the more bumpier ride. And how to do that? Just walk down the hallway 60 feet, talk to the EFI guys, to the off-road guys, and say, listen, here's what we're doing. Here's our weight of our car. Here's this. And it didn't take us too long to re-engineer the independent rear suspension. We already had independent front suspension, so now it's the only car that has both.
Interesting.
That's pretty
neat.
So
you guys don't take golf carts to meetings and stuff? You walk down the hallway to the other divisions, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I would have thought you guys would be taking those golf carts everywhere.
Yamaha golf cart company.
One of the perks of the jobs. We're talking with Tom McDonald, president of Yamaha Golf Carts, and the business, the industry. Who was the first out doing it? I don't even remember. You said you've been doing it for 40 years at Yamaha. Have golf carts been around since the 50s, I guess, the 40s?
Yeah,
I'm asking you a question. Maybe you don't know. I don't know. I'm kind of curious.
Well, was it Cushman?
Remember those ones with the
tiller.
The old Jackie Gleason.
They had an old tiller in the front.
They had the weird.
And you could turn a corner with those things, and they would throw you out, turn the cart over, throw your clubs across the course.
Right.
I know. I did it with my father's old Cushman golf cart. You know.
Right, and they even had the old Harley Davidson golf cars when.
Did they really?
Right.
Wow. So there's a rich history of golf
cars. But the Yamaha cars that I've noticed, I mean, and seriously, not just because you're here, the look of those cars, the
styling.
The styling of the car, the quality of the paint that's on those golf cars.
You can customize them too, right? I mean, obviously people, give us some ideas of what certain different country clubs or facilities want, because I come from Texas, it's hot. A lot of people have some air conditioning features that they can put in their carts.
Mm-hmm.
They have zippers. The guy, remember, who was on here from Michigan.
With a propane heater.
And he says, we play in the middle of the winter in Michigan. So there's a lot of different features you can customize carts with, isn't there?
Yeah, you can add the cooling units. You can add the propane heaters. The most popular ones, however, if you were to go to some of the resort areas around here, for instance, the Villages, if you look at the cars that are there, they get crazy with what they do. That not only are the enclosures, you've got custom seats being made by a lot of manufacturers. You know, we've got carbon fiber dashes that you can really trick out, make like wood grain appearance. One of the things that's really well that we're introducing right now for the golf course, though, however, is our Yamatrack system. So we're allowing now for the golf courses, not only can you track your cars, know where they're at all times, with the Yamatrack, they can actually slow down. We can go in and put up geosite zones. So if you don't want someone going near the lake or into the parking lot, we can slow those cars on. Somebody has a steep incline, we can slow the car down to anywhere from 2 to 14 miles per hour. We can just do whatever we want. The course can. We can do it for them, but, but they generally do it, and they catch on to it right away. It's very intuitive. And
It's done through software and wireless communication to the car?
Right. It's all GPS. And we've got a and you're looking at it right there on your screen,
yeah.
I see. So not only can the golfer see how far out he's out from the pin at all times, where the hazards are, et cetera, we have flyovers on it. And then we have a back-end system to this to really, again, to looking for the expenses that golf courses have. We're bringing in other components that are free to them where they can have T-sheet availability. We have the beverage cart hooked up to it so you can order from right off the course.
Well, now you're talking Frank's language right
restaurant
there.
Restaurant management.
Go. Got a cooler?
Yeah, I'm ready to go. It can, yeah, you control the whole restaurant from the system.
How neat is that?
How about the? Do you guys also have the feature where it shuts it down if you go into?
We can
the wrong area, which I've been known to
do.
A few times. I got to get my ball. I mean, you know, I
well,
can't.
Well, it's usually not in the fairway.
I can't always be in the fairway, and I got to get my ball. It's like dee dee dee. I'm like, oh, here we go.
Yep.
Got to back it out and get there. But
right.
I understand it too. They do it at certainly a lot of places that have. Native vegetation that they don't want.
Some people
drive into anything, Frank.
Well, you have like wetlands, protected areas, and things of that nature that you have to watch out for, so that's a great feature to protect the environment.
Or creeks that I have a tendency to get close to sometimes.
Yeah, we'll not retrieve the ball from the water. You're on your own.
Now, are you a big golfer? Seems like it would be a cool business to be in because you're golfing all the time, right? But I'm sure that's not the case. But do you play a lot of golf?
I do. I probably play... 90 to 100 rounds a year.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you have to have meetings.
Exactly.
And why not
the best meetings are made on a golf course.
I agree 100% with
car.
That.
Yeah.
Seriously. I mean, I was in corporate America forever.
Yep.
And it is very true that I was involved in banking. So you know that all the bankers love to play golf.
Oh, yeah.
And we love our bankers. Especially my private banker for this show.
it's a great product. As I said, I've ridden in a number of Yamahas, and I'm anxious to see the quieter aspect of it too, because I think that is a feature that a lot of people are going to be very interested in when they ride in a quieter gas golf cart. And gas to me has always seemed advantageous.
Absolutely.
Like you can kind of get there more. I don't know. There's something
different. Well, if you're going to go out, like I mentioned the villages earlier, so people live as much as 5 miles away from their golf course. They have... nine or ten golf courses within the property complex. So somebody can go 5 miles to the course, play a round of golf, and then they have these different villages within where you can go to all these restaurant rows, and then back home at night. So you don't have to worry about, okay, I've got to find a charger here.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's very, very convenient for those big properties that don't have to ever worry about, you know, when do I have to recharge.
Yeah.
And well, what's up next for Yamaha Golf Car Company?
Well, right now, there are projects we're working on. I can't talk about them right now.
Okay.
Maybe next year.
I'd have to kill
you. Have them here.
Okay, maybe next year. But where can people go outside of the PGA Merchandise Show that are interested in golf cars to see your product?
Well, go to the Yamaha website, and you can put down your zip code, pull up, and it'll show the list of the 5 closest dealers that are to you for a retail consumer. And then if you're a fleet customer that's looking for the account, you can do the same thing. And it'll show you where our direct salespeople are. In the southern half of the United States, we use our direct sales team, in which we have 22 managers. And then in the northern area, we use distributors. And in Canada, we have 3 distributors in Canada also. And it's easy to find them.
Very nice. Awesome. They're beautiful. It's a great website, too. It shows you exactly what the technology is that you guys are working on. And how pretty everything is.
I love the fact that he said earlier, well, we were talking about suspension and the rough ride and the lightness of the cart. So we just walked, you know, down the hall and asked the guys in the ATV division.
It made sense.
It
right?
makes a lot of sense to cross-pollinate engineering expertise.
What we've done with the car, and you asked me earlier, what did we do to the car? Not only the items that you already asked me about, but, you know, starting from the roof line, our rooftop is 3 inches taller than the competitor units. The ClimaGuard Suntop is 33% larger. So we're always looking to what can we do to add comfort to the car and protection. So you have more sunblock. The rain gutters that we have within the car filter it down through the tubes out the bottom of the car. So that first swash when you hit the accelerators and going into your golf bag. You know, the automotive style dash we have, we've got room for two phones, the two USB ports. 6 golf balls, tees, 4 cup holders, two range finders.
And who would have thought of that? Like 10 years ago, who would have needed all that stuff, right? Now,
And you know, we always carry the JBL flip and throw it in the golf car when we're playing. You know,
And the cup holders, the phone holder, I mean, it's something that for a long time people were like, well, don't bring your your phone on the golf. Well, that wasn't realistic.
We need,
people
need
have
to get
phones on a golf course.
We need to get our friend Ryan Palmer to talk to these guys, because they could design a golf cart for Ryan Palmer, because he has his beer, his radio, his cell phone, and his iPad in his golf cart. We played at the Jordan Spieth Foundation tournament with him, and he loaded up the golf cart. And we had no room for golf balls.
Yeah, I mean, it is amazing though how that has evolved, and even where are they going to be? Where are you going to be in 10 years from now? Right? What are we not thinking about that a golfer is going to say, "I got to have this," like you said, a USB port. Who would have thought of that? Except for your phone dies on the golf course, you're in trouble. So let's charge it up right there. Ingenious, the people at Yamaha, thinking of everything. Tom, thanks so much for your time. We really appreciate it. Tom McDonald, the president of Yamaha Golf Cars, and we do appreciate your time. Again, check out their website, Yamaha Cars, and you can see all the latest, greatest things you guys are doing. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
Thanks so much. All right, you're listening to Golf Talk America here on PGA Tour Radio. We're going to come back. Again, Paul Stankowski, Bobby Clampett are going to be joining us. Keith Bank, also going to be on the show. You want to make sure you listen to that segment, because he's got a film coming out, Tommy's Honor, about the old and young Tom Morris. Fascinating movie. We're going to talk to him about that as well when we come back. Again, Golf Talk America here on PGA Tour Radio. Frank Bassett and Tim Matthews, and we'll be back right after this. Welcome back to Golf Talk America on PGA Tour Radio. Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett. I was going to say in the studio. We're not in the studio. We're out live. We're far from the studios. Normally we're in Dallas,
so
Nashville, but we travel everywhere. And this week we've been coming to you from the PGA Merchandise Show at the Orange County Convention Center in Orlando, Florida. And as I said before we went to the break, Paul Stankowski, Bobby Clampett, a couple of guys are going to be stopping by a little bit later on to tell us about what they've got going in the world. Both of them, well, I think Bobby's already at the PGA seniors age, I believe. But Paul Stankowski a few years away from that. So talk to him a little bit about that as well, getting ready for the 50 and up category. In the meantime, we've got a very special guest for all of your enjoyment. Michael Ferguson joins us. He's the general manager of the Windstar Golf Academy in Thackerville, Oklahoma, at the Windstar World Casino, which, by the way, is the largest casino in the world. Michael, thanks for being with us. Appreciate
it. I bet you it's not.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. I just want to bet you something.
I'm going to bet you a buck. and, Michael, thanks for being with us, first of all.
Thank you, Michael.
Hey, thank you for having me. This is a treat.
And I've known Michael for a few years now, and I guess it started.
Do you still talk to him?
Surprisingly enough.
I do.
Unbelievable.
You've known him longer than I have.
Where did you get the chip? Is that one of your chips?
No, I thought it was.
They're giving these chips away as you walk through the merchandise show, and gentleman I'm with, Mr. Roger Maxwell, tends to ask everybody for everything that he could possibly get his hands on. So I was lucky enough to obtain one of these wonderful chips.
Oh, very nice. Very cool. So let me ask you, again, I've known you for a while, going back to the World Long Drive Championships that are now at Windstar Casino for the last few years, and you just had a big announcement. What was that, a few days ago?
We did. On Wednesday morning, we announced a three-year partnership with Golf Channel and the World Long Drive Championship. Going to be coming to Windstar World Casino and Resort for the next 3 years, and hopefully more to come.
Very nice.
Good on you. Good on you.
It was, and you've got a unique, I'm not going to say it's a problem, but you've got a unique situation, because the guys just keep hitting it further, don't they? And you've had to rearrange your facility for them, which incorporates part of your golf course, and these guys just keep almost like making you knock down trees or do something to adjust it. You're going to almost have to back them into the parking lot, I think, if they keep getting as long as they're hitting it.
Well, if you gentlemen watched on the finals on the Golf Channel on Tuesday and Wednesday night, we had Joe Miller, who was our eventual champion, flew it 430 yards in the air.
And it rolled
out to where we have a cart path, as you mentioned, Tim, that incorporates in one of our par 5 holes on the south nine. It probably would have gone 460, but it ended up hitting the turf that we have the cart path covered over. And that was one of the agreement negotiations that we made, that we would take the cart path, reroute it. And regionals last year, we had a 475-yard shot hit that ran out of the grid.
I mean, that's just unbelievable.
Put that in perspective, Frank. If Dustin Johnson really cranks one, or Jason Day, and they hit it 340, 350, everybody's oohing and on, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a 350-yard drive, maybe even 360. These guys are then 100 yards, another football field. They're flying it over those guys' balls after they run out. It's amazing. Is it blowing you away since you got involved with
it? My member guest is coming up pretty soon. And
you need somebody to play with?
Call Jamie.
I was amazed because before we hosted the event, I obviously watched it every now and then when it came on television. But being a part of it, these guys are athletes. They're not just, you know,
there's big a whole
guys,
fitness trailer
six,
there and
four.
Everything. Yeah, these guys are, yeah.
Well, it's the most utilized our gym gets at the Golf Academy in the whole year.
Yeah.
That whole week they're working out, increasing flexibility. We have one of our club fitters, John Stevenson. He actually competed last year in the championship. But even watching these gentlemen, it's amazing the ball speed, the club speed. It hurts my back.
Yeah.
And I'm almost 40, and it still hurts my back.
It hurts my back to sit in a chair and watch them hit it that far is how much it hurts. We're talking with Michael Ferguson, general manager of the Windstar Golf Academy in Thackerville, Oklahoma. All right, so that's the long drive thing. You guys obviously now have 36 holes.
We do.
You're about to open, or you have opened another nine?
D.A. Weibring and Steve Wolford have designed another nine holes to complete our 36-hole resort vision. We are now looking at renaming those two properties the Red Bud and the Scissortail after the state bird and the state tree of the wonderful state of Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And the PGA Tour has really shown some interest in hosting a tour event there in probably the next two or three years.
Really?
We're very excited because sure. Getting a tour event back to Oklahoma, where there's a lot of great golfers, Oklahoma State University yep. produces a ton of wonderful players that go on tour
Ricky.
Almost
so
every year.
Fowler gal came.
Yeah, no, where'd he come from?
Yeah, you know, Bo Van Pelt, Charles Howell.
Yeah.
And to give a geographic picture here for people that aren't familiar with Thackerville, Oklahoma, it's right across the Red River from Texas. So from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, it's about an hour drive, you know, give or take. So it's very
well,
accessible.
You have a history there.
Yeah.
I mean you used to be, that too, and running your golf cart into water. But you also were the host of the Long Drive Championships for a number of years.
Yeah,
there.
On site for a long time before it went to Thackerville. In Thackerville as well, when they went to Windstar, but also back in Vegas. And
yeah,
I've known Art Selinger, who was a big, big part of it, and then he eventually sold it to the Golf Channel. Golf Channel's now embracing it, and you've also moved the date, have you not?
We have. Yeah. It's now going to be just before Labor Day. The championship will actually conclude on the Tuesday and Wednesday after Labor Day.
Yeah.
And we'll be broadcasting live from the clubhouse, right?
I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I just knocked my microphone off. And by the way, we're talking about the academy. It's a world-class academy. I mean, state-of-the-art equipment there, Frank. So what I'm saying, if you're in Dallas-Fort Worth area, you're not far away from there, or you're flying in there to go up to Thackerville, it's not much of a drive to get there. But these, you should and talk about that a little bit. The technology, I'm not saying you have not spared any expense, but it seems like you haven't. I mean, whatever you guys need to put a great academy together, you've spent the money and done it.
We have. That was one of the big driving forces of me leaving PGA West, beautiful La Quinta, California, was when I saw the Golf Academy, I saw the potential. We have a lot of finances behind us with the World's Artist Casino, and we're an amenity to the high-end gamer. We're an amenity to the golfer. We've got the Gears, which is here at the PGA Merchandise Show. And it's basically an MRI for your golf swing. We tell you too much about your golf swing. And for me, we've got talented instructors. We've got a 41-year PGA veteran, Gary Nutt, who's one of the main instructors we have at the facility.
Who's standing right here, whom I met yesterday,
Before
yesterday. Great guy.
If you want to feel good about your game, come see Gary. Come see John for a new PXG driver, new set of irons. Oh, we're hot and heavy.
No,
you
still have to pay for them,
Frank.
Actually, Frank, if you gamble enough, we're willing to give you that set of golf clubs.
Well, we're getting closer, Frank.
Can I borrow half a mil until my jumbo CD rolls over?
No, sir, that'll work.
You borrow half a mil, we might throw in a driver in a bag too. So.
We might get you a Yamaha golf car for that one.
You know what? I should be the brand ambassador for Windstar.
You should, because.
I don't have a sponsor. I don't have any new golf clubs. Everybody in the Golf Talk America organization, we've got eight people basically that run the show, have all new clubs. Everybody. I have 7-year-old Druridge clubs.
Michael, how you haven't heard this story yet? You're the only guy hasn't cried on his shoulder yet. So
if you look good, you feel good. It doesn't
matter if you play good. I agree with that 100%, buddy. Look good, feel good, play bad.
We're talking with Michael Ferguson, general manager of the Windstar Golf Academy in Thackerville, Oklahoma. A bit about the academy, too, before we, or about the casino before we let you go. It is the world's largest by square footage.
Yes.
Give us a little bit of a number on that. And the fact you're actually continuing to build, are you not?
We are. We have, I mean, the Chickasaw Nation, they see the opportunity to become a resort destination. And that's their goal. 660,000 square feet, over almost 8,000 slot machines on our casino floor. And just to put that in perspective, MGM, Caesars, Bellagio, they can all combine the number of games they have on their floor, and we beat them.
Yeah, yeah.
The exciting part about us, in the next 2 to 3 years, we're adding 750 hotel rooms, which we already have 1,500. We're going to add another 1 million square feet to the resort property.
Double it.
Double it, and then a third.
Yeah.
So it's exciting.
It Where really do you is. Fly into?
You fly into Dallas.
Okay.
There's a private airport in Gainesville if you really want to gamble some money. But Dallas, like Tim alluded to, it's 1 hour and 10 minutes. It's far enough where you feel like you're on a vacation. You don't have to wait 2 hours at an airport. And if something, you know, drastic or an emergency comes up, you're still close enough you can get back to the house.
Yeah.
So I guess I need a 275 marker and I'll be good.
Yep. You're good.
Something like that. It's, by the way, beautiful hotel. They're adding rooms. The rooms are beautiful. Great restaurant. I mean, it's a resort.
We've got to go there.
It's a little bit of Vegas in southern Oklahoma we should for sure. I mean, it's a very, very neat place. And you also have, and I'm not kidding you, Frank, all over Dallas there are billboards for
Windstar.
Concerts. Well, yeah, for concerts at Windstar.
Some of the big concerts.
Oh my gosh. Reba McEntire, Pitbull. How about this?
Don Henley.
Last year, we had, I believe, 55 acts. And out of our 55 acts, 44 of them won Grammys.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
I live in Nashville.
It's
so
crazy.
You know, Nashville, Tennessee, we have a lot of acts.
Well, we get Reba, we get Willie,
yeah.
We get all the
Reba's,
good ones.
Reba's great. Reba's the best. Yeah. We had a party Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood came to.
Okay.
And
Oklahoma State grad,
Oklahoma
Mr. Brooks.
State grad.
One, yeah.
And he took pictures with us, and I'll show him because he doesn't have his hat on.
Okay.
And people go, that's Trisha Yearwood. Wow.
Yeah.
That's Trisha Yearwood. Wow. I said, who's the guy on the right beside me?
No idea.
I don't know. Who is that?
A lot of those country guys, they take their hat off.
Yeah. Well, Clint Black.
Tim McGraw, whatever.
Tim McGraw, too. Clint Black. If he takes his hat off, puts on a baseball cap, and goes into Kroger or Publix in Nashville, nobody knows who he is.
Well, you can recognize Willie Nelson wherever he goes.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can smell Willie wherever he goes.
Well, you guys do have some phenomenal acts, though. I mean, it really is true. Because Don Henley, didn't he have New Year's
Eve
or something like that?
New Year's Eve. We've got Kiss coming up. We just had we basically get all the blue-collar comedy tour guys stopping by.
Love that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hilarious. It's great
to
watch on
TV. Ever had Iron
Maiden
there?
Boy, that's maybe
a little bit before my time.
Nico McBrain, he's a good golfer.
Well, I tell you
he's
this,
a friend
Frank,
of the show.
Frank Beard comes out with ZZ Top. He loves to play golf.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a good golfer.
Is he really?
About a 4 or 5 handicap.
Need to get Ray Stevens over there.
I'm looking for
We'll take anybody that's willing to go on that casino floor and spend a few minutes.
I'm in.
I'm looking forward to playing the new 9 holes, too.
You know what? DAY bringing Steve Wolford out did themselves.
Yeah.
It's the
best
9 out of our 36 holes, and we're very excited about opening this new 9.
What's the biggest – what does the course utilize the most to protect itself?
Boy, you can stretch it back to 7,400 yards.
Ouch.
The wind, obviously.
Yeah, there's some wind there.
When it gets saturated, 7,400 yards is a long golf course.
That's all. I think
you're seeing that at Torrey Pines this week with some of the struggles those players have had.
And I played with some of the long drive guys. We've had like pro-ams and things that you have during the tournament. And even the long drive guys have all the golf course they can handle. And they hit 350-yard drives.
To answer the best question, our greens run usually about 11 to 12 on the stem.
Okay.
Which is a resort destination. That's a
pretty slick.
It's a test.
Yeah.
You don't want to get too many downhill putts out at Windstar, that's for sure.
Now, are you tied at your golf academy to any specific golf club manufacturer? PXG, you mentioned.
We are one of the two distributors in the state of Oklahoma that can sell and fit PXG clubs.
I hit those clubs. Okay. We were at the Spieth Family Foundation event. Zach Johnson was out there, and I hit the club. I love those clubs. They're incredible. Now, they're not going to give me a set. I have to pay for those, but that's okay. They're
Parsons
great golf clubs.
Is an innovator in the game, and I think the game of golf needed an energy boost.
I think you're right.
And he has put an energy boost into the game.
And they're sexy golf clubs. They are good looking.
I like
looking.
His commercials. I mean, the commercials are the black and white.
I know.
I don't know if that's him or not. Is that him talking?
That's him.
I thought so.
I had the honor of meeting him out in Scottsdale. I went and toured their corporate offices. And it looks like a Secret Service. You've got to have a badge, swipe in.
I want to know when he's, because if no one knows his background, he was the founder of GoDaddy, right? So I'm wondering when he's going to have our friend Danica Patrick do a PXG commercial.
We're all for that.
I'm all in.
She hasn't been in one
She's
already?
Been on Golf Talk America. Danica Patrick, yeah.
You guys are smart.
Yeah. And Evander Holyfield on the same show. How do you like that?
We have all the sexy people, including Boy, Michael Ferguson and Danica Patrick in the same sentence. Who thought you'd say that?
Yeah, there
time.
You go.
Hey, Michael, thanks for your time. I appreciate it. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Your time is sparse, but we do appreciate you getting out here and talking with us. Everybody, check it out. Anytime you're anywhere in the Oklahoma City or Dallas-Fort Worth area, be sure to check out Windstar Casino and the Windstar Golf Academy, which Michael is the general manager of. Very, very nice facility that you're really going to enjoy. Thanks, Michael.
Thanks so much.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're listening to Golf Talk America here on PGA Tour Radio, and we'll be back right after this. Welcome back to Golf Talk America here on PGA Tour Radio. Tim Matthews along with Frank Bassett coming to you from the PGA Merchandise Show at the Orange County Convention Center in Orlando, Florida. We'll be talking a little bit later on about the Farmers Insurance Open. Of course, starting yesterday, which was Thursday, the first round, Tiger Woods a little bit tough in the last five, six holes for him. Shoots at 76. He's four over. Jason Day played with him. He shot 73. And Dustin Johnson also played in that threesome. A even par 72, Phil Mickelson a 71, Justin Rose has the lead at 7 under par after the first round. So we'll talk a little bit more about that, but all the eyes in golf, of course, if they're not here at the PGA Merchandise Show, they're on the Farmers Insurance Open and what's going on at La Jolla and Tiger Woods playing for the first time at a full field in over 520 days. It's been a long, long time.
How many days?
I think it's 523 or something like that. It's been a long time ago since Tiger was in a full field golf event.
Tiger was so long that we've got forgotten his name.
We forgot how to do it. With us now is Michael Zisman, CEO of Golf Genius. And you've been on the show before, Michael.
Yes.
And fascinating stuff what you're doing with your software for scoring and for all kinds of different things that they do, golf tournaments. Tell us again about the beginning of the whole thing. What made you think this was necessary for golf to have the software that you're providing?
Well, first, thanks for having me again. Great to be back. Like most entrepreneurs, I was living the problem and chose to go solve it. So I was, back 10, 15 years ago, the guy organizing the annual golf trip and living with all the complaining of, how come I never played with Frank and how come I played three times with that jerk I don't like and all that sort of stuff. And
that would have been
that would be you. That
same
would be
guy.
Frank.
Same
I didn't want to get
I'm the guy that plays the loud music and the booze in the golf cart.
I had come from a large-scale enterprise IT background, running very large software companies, but very passionate golfer, not to be confused with a very good golfer.
Right.
But very passionate golfer. Was fortunate to go on golf trips with a bunch of buddies and started out building software for golf trips, doing the scheduling, doing the tournaments, doing the expenses. Still a great business for us. I mean, we still have, thousands of people a year who take advantage of that software. 16 guys going to Kiowa or Bandon or Myrtle Beach or whatever. Evolved. We announced that at the PGA show in 2010. Then in 2012, we announced a product for golf leagues. So instead of, 12 guys playing six rounds, it was 60 guys playing for 25 weeks. And by 2014, we felt we really had the software we needed to go into the club market. And so we started marketing to private clubs, public courses, and resorts.
For their tournaments?
For their tournament matches. So you think about a private club. This actually surprises people. So you take a typical private club in the Northeast. A typical private club in the Northeast in a season will do 20,000 rounds. About 20,000 rounds.
Okay.
It surprises people that about a third of those rounds are actually what I would call organized golf. They are either member events or leagues or outings, Monday outings. So a typical club doing 20,000 rounds may do 8,000 rounds with us managing those tournaments, right? Registering people for the events, setting up the tee sheets, producing all the printed materials, potentially doing live scoring, all the member websites. That went very well, and then in August of last year, we entered into a relationship with the USGA, where the USGA is adopting our product and sunsetting their own product called TPP. And that's in about 10,000 private clubs and public courses in the U.S., and over 2017, we will be replacing that product. So,
wow.
So
we have. Did you have any idea it would continue to blow up like it kind of has done for you?
As an entrepreneur, and my whole career has been as an entrepreneur, it's all about, zigging and zagging, as people say, until you find the promised land.
Yeah,
right? Very true.
And having the persistence in those dark nights to say, why am I doing this, to write yet the next check,
yeah,
right, to keep doing it. And my view always was, that as long as we're making progress, I'm ready to keep investing. I always felt that a really, really good tournament management system is important. What was different for us, quite honestly, is before we came into the market, the focus was really on the golf shop. Let me deliver software to make the golf shop as efficient as possible to set up events and then produce all the printed materials, you know, external scorecards, golf cards, but internal tee sheets, alpha sheets. As a golfer, when I looked at it, I said, but wait a minute. That ends with handing you your scorecard.
Sure.
But the member experience starts with handing you your scorecard. Why are we focused just on the pro shop and not on the golfer experience? And oh, by the way, with a good tournament management system, the operator can make more money. So our value proposition is less work for the pro shop, more fun for the golfer, more revenue for the operator, because people use our tools to charge more for outings.
Did it kind of surprise you that, I mean, and maybe there is competitive software out there, but I don't know much of it. Was it surprising that people weren't really thinking what you were thinking of? Like, why did it take this long for people to think the way you're thinking?
You know, it's a good question. The market evolves, and I think the pro shop was focused on efficiency in the pro shop. I mean, bear in mind, it wasn't that long ago that most clubs banned cell phones. See, right. You were going to do live scoring. You couldn't even bring cell phones.
We're just talking about that with Yamaha.
My home club's still that way. Marion Golf Club, which I love dearly. I'm on the board. I'm the treasurer. We don't allow cell phones.
They had them in the pin sticks.
I don't happen to agree with that strategy, but that's our policy, and I can name lots of other clubs that have that. Well, that's changing. So, right. Or you're seeing golf carts. You mentioned Yamaha golf carts with GPS systems. We support most of those. So it evolves. And I do think the industry has gotten more competitive, so there is more of a focus on the member experience. You can talk to any GM at a private club. These are good people. They wake up and they go to sleep thinking, how do I improve the member experience? That is what they think about.
Sure.
And this is one way to do it.
We're talking with Mike Zisman, who's the CEO of Golf Genius and the software that Golf Genius has. So now your challenge is, I would imagine, and being the entrepreneurial mind that you have, what's down the road? What's next? What aren't you thinking, or what are you thinking of that hasn't been done or could be done for golf courses, golf tournaments?
You're right. It's a great question. And in fact, I was just having this discussion this morning with one of my colleagues in the companies. Right now, I can look at you and say, look, we do tournament management. It's all we do. We live it. We wake up, we go to bed, tournament management. And we do it better than anybody in the world. And we do. We, honest to God, we do. And we're all over the world. Well, you know, you now want to expand the business, perhaps, and say, well, what are the, you know, what is the business guy, you say, the adjacent markets? You know, what are the other needs a golf pro might have? Because that's who we deal with. What are the other needs a superintendent might have? So we're starting to look at things related to tournament management that we could also provide. But frankly, our main emphasis right now, quite honestly, is providing a really great product for state and regional golf associations and PGA sections. Their needs, what they do is more complex.
Sure. Right?
Like we do cut lines in a private club, they do cut lines on steroids.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Can take a lot of examples of that. So right now our focus is really on delivering to the state and regional golf associations a really world-class product.
Will it ever expand beyond golf?
Not in my lifetime, which is limited.
Your mind's blowing up right now. Going, no, that's all.
It's quite limited.
I don't need any more. No.
Tell me this.
Let me ask you a question. People come to us all the time and say, God, you know, all that stuff you do, we have the same problems in soccer.
Yeah.
And I say, that's great. Would you like to license my technology and go into the soccer business? Because I can't even spell soccer. I'm not sure if it's 1C or 2, right?
Right.
I know golf. Right? And you hear the term stick to your knitting, right? Companies get in trouble when they wander off. We're a golf company. We're a golf software company. We recognize our technology to be valuable for other sports, and we're more than welcome to enter into commercial relations with people who have that expertise.
Sure. Yeah, because I was thinking there's so many junior sports programs from soccer to baseball and travel teams and leagues and stuff.
It's a huge market.
Yeah.
It's a huge market, and companies have been very successful. Sports Engine, you may be familiar with.
Sure.
Very big in that market, got acquired by NBC, right? So the whole youth market is a huge market and critically important for golf. I mean, if you want to grow the game, you got to start with the kids.
Yeah, junior golf.
And there are phenomenal kids' golf programs. That we are interested in. How can we add value to kids' golf programs?
Let's talk about some of your case studies that are on your website. So when you took the software out to beta, where did you start?
Started with people we knew who trusted us.
Marion.
Saucon Valley, where I'm a member. You know, when we started going to clubs, the first, one of the key hires we made was Nick Wolf, who's our VP of sales, who was a head golf professional at Waynesboro Country Club in Philly.
Sure.
And, you know, so Nick went out to all the Philly clubs and basically said, trust me, try this, like any entrepreneur. And we started with that. And then it just, it's all about reputation. I always say to someone, if you're looking at a software product, go to that company's website and look at their references. I'm not saying just a whole line of pretty logos. I'm saying customers will actually step up and speak. Because that's what people want to know.
Sure.
I had a customer years and years ago, I'll never forget it, who said to me, this is a corporate, he said, Mike, we always want to be on the leading edge of the second wave.
I have a little software background. I'm on the board of a software company, and I can tell you the bleeding edge is not the place to be.
Or we say, you know, we can tell you're a pioneer from all the arrows in your back.
Exactly.
So, now, you know, to your point about references,
Well, you've got a big reference here. I mean, you deal with the Trump Organization, obviously.
Yep. Yep.
So that they don't do anything halfway.
Well, and USGA, that was a big thing for you guys.
Well,
involved with USGA, right?
USGA was huge, but you're right. Trump's a great example, and we've gone club to club, not only in the U.S., but Aberdeen. I think both our VP of International would know that. But we're in two Trump organizations in the U.K. and many in the U.S. And so, again, it's a great point. You get into a couple, and they go, well, that works. Let's go try that. So,
sure.
You know, software is very much, in my opinion, is and should be a word-of-mouth kind of thing. It's go talk to these other people. You know, we had a videographer here for the past 2 days taking videos of our customers, you know, talking about how they use the product. And most of our customers, you know, they love what we do because we save the pro an enormous amount of time in setting up events. We dramatically enhance the member experience. And for people who do outings, they make many, many times over what they're paying us each year in incremental revenue. You know, putting on my sales hat, I say, less work, more fun, more revenue. Any one of those can get your attention? All three. Frank, what are we waiting for?
Money.
Here's the pencil.
Money.
Here's the pencil.
Sign on the line. Absolutely. No, when we first met, I was very intrigued with your software, again, because I'm involved with a couple of software companies myself, and I'm out now. We took them public.
Oh, really?
But yeah, we did. Thank you. We had a great time doing that. IBM stuff. And
good for you.
Banking and... Now, what you don't want your software to do when you're out in beta and you take a bank live and adjustments and returns for our listeners, that's kind of like they've got a balance every day and the OCC gets a little torn down about that.
Yeah.
We took a bank to its knees for 48 hours.
That's not a good thing to do.
That wasn't good. I got a phone call from their CEO who happens to be a Carolinian and talked real rough like this.
Right.
You might know who that man used to be, Mr. McCall.
Yeah.
And I was on their jet. It was there waiting for me. He wanted me in his office the next morning.
Right.
Software's you can make or break an organization with good or bad software.
Well, one of the things that we're very sensitive to is, you know, I call it the 90 minutes of chaos before a golf event. And I literally every one of our employees goes to at least one large outing a year just to observe that things don't really happen the way you like them to.
Yeah.
They don't go step one, step two, step three. I want them to see that Frank showed up and said, well, I called the pro 2 days ago, told him I'm playing. I don't know why I'm not on the sheet. And your part, and you say, well, I forgot to tell you I have a different partner,
sure.
Which means you're in a completely different flight, right? We call it the 90 minutes of chaos, but you need to be able to support that golf professional, you know, at that moment.
Sure.
I mean, he needs to know. He can click that little orange button right there, Frank, on our screen, and within a couple minutes, someone's going to, if necessary, be on the phone. The nice thing about cloud-based software, you would know from your software background, is I don't have to ask you, well, what do you see on the screen right now? Our support people all over the world are looking at exactly what you're looking at and can say, look, I could explain to you how to do this right now, but given that we have 10 seconds, why don't I just do it for you?
Yeah.
Click, 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 and you're set to go.
Support is everything.
And you find, and so one of the things that we do, for example, and we encourage it, is after you set up an event, which can be quite complex, we give the ability to say, simulate that event. You know, you just put in random scores, run the leaderboard, and you go, oh.
There you go.
I said net, I meant net off low because it's match play. Well, you're going to see that right now, a day before the event. Or how come that guy's not show up again? Oh, he didn't get placed on the team properly. Or why isn't that flight the same? You're going to see it right there as opposed to, you know, in real time.
See, a lot of the tournaments I'm playing in apparently don't have his software? Because I'm in the middle of all those with a guy running back and forth going,
no, Tim,
I'm sorry, name again? No, we don't.
It's your handicap.
What?
Right.
Where are we?
No, you need
They're like showing me the parking lot.
You'd appreciate this. I mean, I'd say to people, and I don't mean this gratuitously, I'm very serious, is that having come to use your example of being on the jet, right, mm-hmm. you know, get here in the morning, you know, I came from a world dealing with very, very large enterprises. So you had your fair share of wonderful people and jerks.
Very
across
true.
The spectrum.
Very true.
The golf industry is basically pretty nice people.
Pretty good folks.
They're pretty good folks. Golf professionals, if they've gotten through school, they're trained in interpersonal relationships. They're really good to deal with. I would say, quite honestly, golfers as a population are pretty nice people. You know, it's a game sure. of honor. People who play golf like to interact with people. Some of my very best friends are people I met through golf. So you're dealing with a population that's, you know, pretty reasonable people. In nine years, I've never had a customer call and scream at me. In fact, they'll say things like, I think you may have a bug here. And I look at it in 10 seconds.
No, I have to stop you. It's not called a bug in software. It's an undocumented feature.
We don't have bugs. We only have features, right?
That's right. Undocumented.
They'll say, you know, there may be a problem here. My yeah, there's a big problem here.
Thanks for not yelling at me about
right.
it. Well, Michael, we appreciate it. Thank you very much for your time. Michael Zisman, CEO of Golf Genius. Go to their website, which is golfgenius.com, if you want to know any more about it. Certainly, if you're part of a tournament, a club, whatever, that wants to be involved in this and have things run smoothly.
Very good.
Much smoother than they probably
and run. Economically more efficient, too.
And more efficient and make more money for you. It's all good. Again, go to golfgenius.com. Michael, thanks
Thank
so much for your time.
We appreciate it.
All right, you're listening to Golf Talk America here on PGA Tour Radio, and we're going to be back live from the PGA Merchandise Show right after this.